I thought it was you. Good.
She's just telling us old stories about
I don't believe any of them. Unless they're the good ones.
I asked how much weight you lost.
Ira's been working me out after practice.
She can't believe how nice this facility is.
I can't. It's unbelievable.
It's the one I designed up there.
Yep. They built that one?
Not yet.
Who's out for Sunday?
Give me names, Ira. I don't have a list with me. Ask me. Carl, right now, I haven't made a final decision on. So we'll probably come out with that tomorrow, whatever that final decision is.
Have you made a final decision on anybody as far as being out?
Crabtree won't play.
Melvin.
No, Melvin's got a shot. I mean, I'm not saying he is, but he's got a shot.
Laurie?
Got a shot.
Look in practice this week.
He looked good. It's just a matter of how did he feel after. You know, I always talk about the next morning. And we just got to see what the next morning brings. So there's a couple guys that are in flux right now, and we'll make decisions either late tonight or tomorrow. Probably wait till tomorrow just to see how everybody is so we don't make a mistake. And then, finalize it, obviously, when we get on the plane. Some will get and some won't. If they're in question, they'll get.
Doesn't go, will mm-hmm. Gabe Kareemi be your starter at left guard?
He's gotten the most reps there. There's other guys that could. So we'll kind of play that one by ear still. I want to meet with the staff today and make a – we said at the beginning of the week we'll make a final decision on Friday. So I want to watch the tape from today and then have a good discussion about that because plenty of guys got reps at that left guard spot. So, but he got the most, so that's where we're leaning. Just want to see and make sure.
Did something happen to DeMar today?
No, just – preventative. Just wanted him to get a day of no activity.
Is Smith the guy that you'd be more comfortable keeping in the pocket, Greg, rather than him getting outside the tackles?
You know, he's a mobile guy, Ira, so I don't think he's looking to do that per se. Like, that's not his game. He's got a big arm. He's going to make NFL throws. But if he's forced to, he will. So we got to make sure that when he does, that we have a relentless pass rush, that we have some guys that are, you know, eyes on, whether in coverage or actually committed to him. I mean, there's several different ways to handle that when he scrambles. And then you don't know if they're going to gun run with him or not. You know, he did it in college. He knows how to do the zone option. He, you know, I'm sure they have it in their package. You know, they have Wildcat in their package. So a lot of that is similar concepts, not identical. But we'll be ready for all that.
When you say Dotson had a day off, preventative, you mean dehydration?
No, something was bothering him. But yeah, I'm not going to get into it too much. He was just aching a little bit. And he had went every day of training camp, hadn't missed one. So at this point, I want to make sure he feels good Sunday. I don't want him feeling any aches or pains.
Coach, could you talk about the captains? They were kind of revealed yesterday. Could you kind of go down the list of and what you think of those guys and why you believe they were elected captains?
Well, I think it's a very strong group. You know, you look on offense, you know, with Davin, Pro Bowl player, and just a strong, strong personality and a strong man, very respected on this football team. Then you look at Vincent, another Pro Bowl player who, again, a work ethic that's pretty much, you know, the elite of the elite. So I think it's easy to see those two. And then you look on the defensive side, again, two Pro Bowl players, you know, Deshaun Golson, who the day he got here started leading. And Gerald McCoy, who I think has done an incredible job, not only in his own personal preparation, but also taking on the role. He started to do it as the year went on last year, become more and more of a strong leader. And now it's he doesn't care. He's doing what he knows is right. And you either follow or get out of the way. And that's what you need. You need guys like that. And then on special teams, Adam Hayward. Adam is, you know, we have Coach Galliano, you know, assists Coach Wanstead and Coach Miller. We also have Coach Hayward. I mean, he understands things at that level, and it's great. You know, physically he can make plays, and mentally he really understands special teams every phase, and he's an awful big help. So I think that's the reason those were the five. I think they're excellent representation for the team, and I lean a lot on those guys.
All those guys, especially on offensive and defense, you mentioned the standard. At least, I mean, they're all Pro Bowl players. Josh Freeman has been a captain three previous years. Does it say anything that your quarterback's not a captain or not?
I know one thing. Josh is going to lead. I mean, Josh is a leader, so I'm not concerned about that. If you look the last 2 years, you know, Davin didn't play last year. So when we voted, Davin was out for the year. And the year before, Vincent wasn't on the team. So those two guys are strong leaders. And it just so happens Josh is on a team with other strong leaders. But I wouldn't read to that that Josh isn't a leader. And I'll tell you, to a man, I think every offensive player will say, you know, we follow number five. So I think it's a good thing. I guess it all depends how you look at it, but I'm fine with it.
What kind of comfort, Greg, does it give a head coach to have guys that you can lean on that can take care of things before they get to you? And when they hear it from a player, it means something.
No, it's everything. You know, I've often said my first stint in the NFL, I learned more from the players than anywhere else. And when I got things going and our staff got things going at Rutgers, it was the same way. You learn from the players because those are the guys doing it. And then to come back into the NFL and rely on, you know, we've had some great leaders here since we've taken over. Those guys are the ones who give you the what is really happening out there. You know, as a coach, you have a vision of what's happening, and then there's reality. And sometimes they align perfectly, and sometimes they don't. So I count on them a lot. We meet weekly, sometimes more, just so I can keep a pulse, and they can tell me what they feel. Now, as always, the door's open for any player here, but I think they elected those guys for a reason. You know, and they represent the team.
So it's an honest dialogue both ways, though, Greg. I mean, they might come up to you and say, you know, ease off a little bit in a certain direction for you. I mean, you might be getting that from them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you do. And if you didn't, you'd be worried that they don't feel comfortable communicating. You know, the age-old deal, though, sometimes we got to agree to disagree. You know, I hear them, but sometimes I don't agree. Most of the time I do. And, again, I defer to them most of the time. Because they're the ones doing it. And, you know, when we're talking about those five guys, those aren't five guys that are looking to get out of something. You know what I mean? Those guys are workers. So I learned a long time ago from a great coach, there's certain guys you watch on the practice field, and when they look tired, now you're tired. And that's why I try to do it.
Right before Revis takes an official snap for you, how has he affected the climate here, if at all, the locker room, the practice field?
Well, he is a consummate pro, Kim, and I think that's one thing that he's brought to our locker room. We have some other guys like that, but he, you know, you're talking about a guy who's done it at the highest level consistently over a number of years. And when you just talk amongst the league, it's universal that guy is an elite player. So anytime you have an elite player in your locker room, I think it just raises the whole level of everyone. And that's what he's brought. And I can't wait to coach him in a game now and several games because he's fun to practice, you know, now that he started practicing with us the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I imagine the games are going to even be better.
If he's Revis as a defensive mind, how much does he free up you to make other decisions that maybe you don't have the guts to make if you don't have that shutdown guy?
Well, it gives you a lot of flexibility. Exactly right. When he covers the way that I know he's going to, then it's going to help us out a great deal.
No doubts at all from you that he'll be Revis.
No, I believe he will, yeah.
Greg, for you personally, could you sum up your emotions going into the season opener in year two as opposed to last year and your first year as head coach here?
A lot more certainty. So does that make you more comfortable? I guess it does. You know, going into our first game last year, now, you had the four preseasons, but everybody will tell you, coach and player alike, that it's a different game. And I haven't been to the playoffs yet, but they say the playoffs is a different game. So let's get this one and then see where we go from there.
Coach, do you feel that this team is also confident enough with its leaders and with everybody throughout that they can make a postseason run?
We're taking it 1 week at a time. Do I know what our goals are? I certainly do. But, you know, there's 16 one-game seasons. This is all we are concerned about is we've poured every ounce of up to this point into this jet week. We have 48 hours and 47 hours and about 53 minutes till we kick off, and we're not going to wish away time. We're going to use every second, keep preparing right through the game. You know, because when it's 00 and our number's bigger than theirs, then you've done your job. Up until that point, you know, all you've done is activity. Job well done is when the scoreboard says so.
Greg, the national pundits are weighing in, you know, with the season on the brink, and not a lot of them are picking the Bucks to do much. Does that surprise you? Does that make you happy, in a sense? You understand it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me, really. You know, the 61 guys in that locker room and the 20-some-odd coaches upstairs, and everybody in the organization, our GM, our ownership, that's the important thing. It's not where you start, it's where you end. And that's what we got to take care of. We got to, one game at a time, 16 one-game seasons, take care of that. And as you probably can tell, I'm kind of excited to get going. So see you guys up in New York.